This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to the U.S. Supreme Court says she is mindful she would be taking the seat vacated by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Speaking moments after U.S. President Trump nominated her to the High Court Saturday, Amy Coney Barrett paid homage to the late justice. Barrett is a polar opposite of Ginsburg when it comes to judicial philosophy. She hailed conservative former Justice Antonin Scalia as her mentor. She called Ginsburg a justice of enormous talent and consequences and praised Ginsburg as a trailblazer for women's rights, and Ginsburg not only broke glass ceilings, she smashed them. A diverse crowd of hundreds marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. The march on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations over Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Police say multiple fires were set and arrests would be made. In a year of cataclysm, some world leaders at this week's annual United Nations meeting are taking the long view. They are warning if COVID-19 doesn't kill us, climate change will. With Siberia seeing its warmest temperature on record this year and enormous chunks of ice caps in Greenland and Canada sliding into the sea, countries are acutely aware that there is no vaccine for global warming. Coronavirus has diverted resources and attention from what could have been the marquee